Hello, hello. Hey, family, family. Hello, beautiful people. All right. Welcome to the Daughter Podcast, a place that is dedicated to the total wellness of the total woman. My name is Samantha Grimes, and I am a certified life coach and Christian counselor and the CEO of Samantha Grimes Life Solutions, LLC, a wellness company that offers a wide variety of coaching and counseling services. If you are interested in one-on-one or group services, please head to our website at www.sgls.info. Once again, that's www.sgls.info, and we look forward to working with you. All right, family, I am so hype. I'm so excited. I think I say that every episode because every episode, I'm so excited. I'm always in the mood to talk to you, okay? And we are on episode 4. Jesus, time's going by so fast. But yes, we are on episode 4. Family, if you are new to this podcast, please, please go back and check out episode 1, episode 2, episode 3. Okay. They are juicy. They are like prime rib. Okay. They are juicy. They are meaty. They are full. They are satisfying. We talked about intimacy. We talked about new friends. We have talked about, many, many great, great things. And I think our very last one that we just did right before this one was, it was intimacy, new friends, child. Oh, loving me again. Yes. Yes. Y'all pray. I have a little bit of mommy brain, but I'm being healed right now. Okay. So just give me grace. All right. But yes, I'm so excited about this episode, but I wanted to say that because, often don't get the opportunity to listen to podcast episodes, in sequential order. So often by the time you know about the podcast episode, they're on episode number 357 and honey, you're just trying to get in where you fit in. But this is an opportunity that we have to be able to listen to the episodes in order and build up to something together. If you guys are watching me via YouTube and you see me looking at the screen, I am checking on my notes to make sure that we stay on track for this episode. But yes, so we are in our season one, and our season one, our topic is begin again. And I say this almost every episode so far, but listen, we're going to have to begin again so many times in so many different areas of life, from motherhood to wifehood to, you know, our relationships, our relationship with God, our journey with the Lord, different big life changes. We're going to have to almost feel like we're starting from scratch, even if we're not actually starting from scratch. We're going to have to do that. And so because of that, this season is so pivotal. So pivotal, so necessary, so just needed. It is an opportunity to get a strategy on how do I begin again. So many of us go through an identity crisis. You go through midlife crisis. You go through so many different crises in your life because something has dramatically shifted and changed and you are not aboard the new thing that God is doing. You are still looking behind you toward the old thing that you've always done. And God is like, hey, I'm doing something new. Let me teach you a new way so that you don't just know a new way, but you come into it with a conquering mindset. You come into it conquering it, owning it, taking over that plateau, taking over that mountain of society. And so I really, 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 really want us to listen to this in order and allow it to help you walk through some different things throughout your life. So family, this episode is meaty, like the others. But we're talking about something that I think, even if you feel like you're not in a begin again season, you're going to relate to this. I firmly believe that you're going to relate to this. Okay. Any and everybody, man or woman, can relate to this topic episode. We're talking about faith over feelings. I'll repeat myself. We're talking about faith over feelings. This is a journey that is forever. And what I mean by forever is that we're always learning our way out of this. And we're always learning how to grow in our faith. And it is such a big, big area of every person's life. It is a deciding factor. Some people, you see that they're so successful, and others maybe are struggling to even just get started, and you want to know the defining difference. And I guarantee you, faith is a major component of it. Faith is one of those things. In fact, I'm not even going to get into it. I'm going to wait until we get into the actual episode, but that is the name of the topic. Let me close this. And family, let's start out with prayer, and then we're going to get head first into this conversation. All right. Well, Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you so much. We honor you. We adore you. We bless you, God, for you are worthy of all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. Lord, you are the Ancient of Days, the great I Am, the great Amen, Alpha and Omega. You are beautiful. You are wonderful. You are faithful. You are timely. You are perfect in all of your ways. And right now, Father, we invite the Holy Spirit even the more into this podcast episode, asking now, Holy Spirit, that you would take the driver's seat and that you would lead the charge, Father God, that we will go where you want us to go. You'll have me say what you want me to say, Father God, and we'll land how you want us to land, Father God. I thank you that the people listening to this, Father God, will catch hold of revelation, insight, perspective, God, a transformation in their hearts and in their minds, Father God, like never before, Father God. I thank you, God, that this podcast episode will give them the courage to keep going and to believe that you are who you say that you are. Yes, Father, I just submit to you myself, my mouth, my tongue, my thoughts, everything that I have. And I say now, Holy Spirit, it is yours. Help me to say only what you're saying and to do only what you're doing, Father God. Let it be all of you and none of myself, that you may get all the glory, all the praise and all the honor, and that we will all come back into the greater revelation that we are the beloved of Jesus Christ. We love you. We honor you. And we thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So yeah, we're talking about faith over feelings. And like I said before, faith over feelings is a huge conversation, right? You see this on so many different t-shirts and flyers and sweatshirts and journals. And it's real cute to say, but it's sometimes not always cute or easy to live, right? Faith is one of those things that doesn't need anything to stand. Okay. Once the Holy Spirit told me, I was in the midst of a difficult, I was under a lot of just demonic attack in this particular season of life. And I remember I didn't know how to really get out of it. I was, you know, doing all the things, you know, praying the prayers, decreeing and declaring, and, you know, and walking it out, but something was off. And I was like, okay, Lord, you know, help me. And the Lord said something that I will never forget. And he said, faith, nothing is strong enough to beat faith. There is no lie that can beat faith. There is no fear or intimidation tactic that can beat faith. There is no circumstance that can beat faith. Faith has the ability to stand. Faith isn't like the second cousin or the first cousin of truth. Okay. Because truth can endure. Truth can outlive a lie, right? And so faith is one of those things that change the game. So many people are in positions that they are in because they believe that they could be there. So many people are doing the things that they do because they have faith for that thing. Even if nobody around them has faith for that thing, even if it doesn't seem like it fits, even if it doesn't seem like it works or makes sense, there are people who are not even saved, who are not even believers, but they believe. They have faith. The Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so many of us don't realize that that is like, it's like better than having money. It's like better than having gold. It's better than having any and everything that you could think of that you would normally say, okay, if I have this, I have everything. Man, if you have faith, you have everything. And I really wanted to talk about this because as much as I'm talking so good right now about faith, so many of us, I know, feel like you do not have it. You are struggling. You feel like it's not enough, or it's not growing fast enough, or you keep finding yourself on this teeter-totter where your faith is strong for a little while, and then suddenly it feels like it depletes. You know, you feel like you can conquer mountains. You feel like you can trample demons, and then suddenly you feel so small. Listen, I believe every person has been there. I don't believe there is any person, especially any person that has actually done something and been something in this life, that says they have not felt that way. And even if we look throughout the scriptures at every single Bible character, even the ones that are known for their faith, not only have their faith tested, but had moments where they didn't feel very faith-filled. They didn't feel very spiritual. They didn't feel very powerful. And so I want to kind of help you conquer this. I want to help you think about some things. I want you to help you put some things into perspective and help you begin your faith journey again. Okay? So the reason I wanted to call this episode Faith Over Feelings is because I don't think you realize how much your feelings can also be your enemy. Now hear me. Let me give you this disclaimer. I am not saying that feelings are evil or feelings are malicious. God has given us the ability to feel. There are people with certain diseases where they cannot feel anything, and it is torture. So even your pain is a gift from God, right? So God wants us to feel, whether it's happy, whether it's sad, whether it's in between, whether it's indifferent. Feelings are not bad, but feelings are just not God. Feelings were not designed to lead, right? It's like having a classroom and this teacher, one of your teachers, you know what I mean? Her entire job is to just teach this one section. She's not actually supposed to lead the class on a full day. So when she gets in position to try to lead the full class, it kind of just doesn't work. Or she's taking y'all somewhere that y'all shouldn't go, or y'all are not learning, or whatever the problem may be, because she's not designed for that. Feelings were not designed to be God. And for so many of us, your feelings have become your God. Your feelings are what is on the throne of your heart. It is your feelings, okay? Your feelings decide what you will and will not have. Your feelings decide what you will and will not do. Your feelings decide what is and what is not true. Your feelings have taken the spot of where the voice of the Lord should be. And this is not, I'm not here to judge you or to condemn you or to shame you, but I am here to shine a light on what maybe you did not realize was happening. Okay. And so often feelings have become the God, and the ability to really not only break into faith, but to remain and let faith mature and develop is to put feelings back as the second class citizen that it should be. Okay. Sometimes your feelings don't matter. I'm going to say that again. With love, sometimes our feelings don't matter. One thing I always tell clients when they come into the office is that your feelings are valid, meaning you really do feel how you feel, but how you feel does not dictate what you choose and what you do. And it definitely cannot decide what you will and will not believe. And sometimes that's the test. You don't feel like X, Y, and Z. But is the truth still the truth? Do you still choose that truth? Do you still believe that truth? Are you still standing on that truth? Right? There's a famous preacher. He's from Louisiana. Holy Spirit, bring his name back to me. There's a famous preacher. I said that. Okay. And one thing he often says is that your feelings are literally chemicals. He always says your feelings are chemicals, meaning one day you feel up, the next day you feel down. But It cannot change your confession. It cannot change what comes out of your mouth. And sometimes this is how the enemy has been holding back your life. It has not been a demonic entity coming into your room. Okay. It has not been those haters. They're finally winning. It has not been any of the stereotypical things that you will assume would hinder your life. No, he just knows that if I can make you feel a way so much and so, you're going to confess it out of your mouth. And I'm going to use your mouth to curse your own life. That's it. You've said that you won't have. You said that you don't do. You said you are just. So many of us, because of our feelings, we own things that God wants us to renounce. Like you say that that's my depression. You say that that's my fear. And if anybody tries to talk you out of it or say something different, you're ready to go to bat for your depression. You're ready to go to bat for your fear. But you won't go to bat for your faith. With love, you won't go to bat with your faith. I'm not saying lie to yourself, but we have to learn to now speak faith-based and not speak fact-based. You know what I mean? I often tell, you know, clients, people I've worked with, like, hey, like, I'm not saying that this isn't a real issue, but how we talk about it has to mature. It has to rise up to the standard of Christ. And so, listen, sometimes you need to say, hey, I'm still healing. Not I'm a hot mess. No, I'm healing. Meaning when something is healing, it's not 100% healed, but it's not where it once was. It's not where it used to be. I'm growing. I'm maturing. I'm learning. I'm walking. You know what I mean? Changing your confession, not taking ownership of something that Jesus died to not be in your life anymore. So I want to start here. Our ability to really begin again with our faith is going to start with our choice. The greatest gift that God has ever given mankind is free will and choice. Think about all the bad choices you've ever made in your life, even if they seem like a really good idea at the time. And think about how catastrophic those bad choices were. If something that you should not choose holds this much weight in your life, can you imagine what you should choose? How much weight that can hold in your life? Sometimes God is like, hey, I know it doesn't feel good. I'm not going to come and change your feelings. This is the thing about God. The Bible says God works all things together for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So what that means is that I'm not the one making you feel this way, but can I use it? Yeah, because God, he's that kind of God. He can use anything. Nothing is wasted with the Lord, not even your tears. Nothing is wasted. So with that type of revelation and that perspective, understand, like, God is like, I didn't do this, but I am allowing it for the purpose of faith being built in your life. I quote the scripture too much, but the Bible says trials and tribulations come to give us strength of character, come to give us endurance, and endurance gives us strength of character. Meaning there are certain things that God has absolutely allowed, anointed, and ordained in your life that do not feel good, but are going to work out for your good. And I'm allowing it because this is building the faith in your life that, and it's the thing, when God establishes something in your life, he's making something that is rock solid, unshakable, unmovable. Like, think about things that you once had so much doubt concerning, that God is, you let God finally build faith in that area. Now, if somebody tries to come up against it, life tries to come up against it, the enemy makes a suggestion or an accusation, it's almost laughable because you've let God build something strong, solid, unshakable in your life. It's like having good bones in a house. Anybody that sells real estate, anybody that does home decor can tell you, if the house has good bones, baby, that house can outlive decades, centuries. It can keep getting the same makeover. All it needs is new plumbing. All it needs is a new bathroom. All it needs is a new furniture. All it needs is a paint job. All it needs, because the bones are good. God wants to make your bones good. You can't do that with feelings. Feelings can't stand. Feelings are wishy-washy. One day you here, one day you there. If we look in the scriptures, we look at the story of Job. So many look at that story or just don't like reading that story because it doesn't seem like a fan favorite. But if you read the story of Job, God allowed the enemy to afflict him. Meaning God did not afflict him. God is not going to do that. But he allowed it, meaning the enemy came and asked permission. That's how much power your God has. The enemy came and asked permission. And he said, okay, have you considered my servant, Job? And literally, he told me, do what you want, but you cannot kill him. Why did God allow something so crazy? I'm not saying God's going to do this to you, but what I am saying is that God allowed that for what purpose? He allowed that because of what it was going to do in Job. His friends didn't have the faith. They thought, you must have did something. His wife even said, curse God and die. All his children died. This man broke out with boils. It was like, ugh. I mean, it was a hopeless situation. But finally, in the end, he realized who God really was. The enemy could never afflict him like that again, because faith had been established. His bones were now good. And so I really want you to really consider, when it comes to beginning your faith journey again, is God, help me surrender my feelings. Help me surrender my emotional life. Help me surrender how I think I'm supposed to feel at all times. Some of the most confident people in the world don't always feel confident. Some of the smartest people in the world don't always feel smart. Some of the most gifted people don't always feel gifted. But that does not decide whether they're going to use their gift. That does not decide whether they're going to walk in confidence. That does not decide whether they're going to do this or that. It does not affect their ability to choose. Sometimes you've let your feelings decide what weapons you're allowed to use. I don't feel good, so I've decided to agree with that. No. I choose the weapon of choice. I choose to believe God. Like in a sum, that's the lifestyle that we have to begin to adopt. I'm going to believe God kind of life on a good day and on a bad day. How is this person always got so much doggone joy? How do they have so much doggone peace? How do they have so much, like that's fake. It must not be real. That's not realistic, because stuff happens. Life happens. Disappointments happen. Moments happen. Because you can choose. The fact, freedom, the free will and choice makes things not fair. You went through the same situation I just went through, and you out here skipping, and I'm over here bawling my eyes out. How is that possible? Because free will and choice still works. I chose joy. I chose peace. I chose to cast my care. Some of you are like, what is a remedy for my feelings? The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in all things through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be known, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and your mind. That is the word of God. That is the Bible. He gave you the remedy. Give it to me. Like this is the thing, like God, we don't serve an insensitive God. We don't serve a God that is petty or childish. You serve a God that is so deeply concerned about you. And he's telling you, listen, I'm not angry about your feelings. I'm not even frustrated that we've been talking about this long and your feelings still are not in line with your faith, but I'm asking you to submit them to me. And let me give you the peace that's going to allow you to keep going and keep moving. That's his only request. Sometimes, y'all, and I'm a big component of journaling, sometimes write them feelings out, okay? Confess those feelings to the Lord, surrender them, and receive what he wants to give you. And now allow a new confession to come out of your mouth. The power of life and death is in your tongue. That's not a cute saying. It's truth. Y'all, there's so many people out here. They're not Christians. They're not daughters. They're not sons. But they are reaping the benefits of kingdom economics. They are reaping the benefits of kingdom truth. They are reaping the benefits of the word of God. It is our principles, our truth, and they believe it. And because they believe it, they are seeing the fruit of it in their life. So if you want to see the fruit of it in your life, a covenant son, a person that has a legal right, well, what are you saying? The first thing is going to be your free will and choice. You have to choose. But your second thing is going to be your confession. What is coming out of your mouth? I get how hard it is. God, it's hard, but I thank you. God, I thank you that you're making it easy. Like some of these Psalms that we read in the scripture with David, and you're watching their process. You're reading and listening to their process. Don't think, like, you ever read it and it seemed real up and down? Because that's a real person. That's a real person. And I don't know why I'm coming here, but I'm going to let the Holy Spirit lead me. Some of y'all got to stop listening to people that, I'm trying to convince you that they got everything together and they're always perfect. No, they're not. And I'm not saying it like somebody can't be good or in a good space. But what I am saying is some of them are not giving you truth. They're giving you an image. They're giving you the representative. And something in your Holy Ghost is already telling you that this does not connect with that. And you're over here feeling bad, like, man, how are they there? And I can't, because it's not honest. A person could be doing great, but they are still human. And you're seeing the man known after God's own heart. You watch the Psalms. They were so up and down. Oh my gosh. Abraham, the father of faith, right? Lied. Why? He had no faith. Why did he lie? And he had to learn a lesson that helped him to build faith so that he would stop lying when he got to different places. To give you guys historical context, Abraham, the father of faith, his wife was so beautiful that he was afraid that they were going to take him from her. And listen, this is not a manhood conversation. Like, I'm sure if a man tried to take his wife, Abraham was not afraid to fight for her. But if he's going into these foreign nations, they're sending armies after one man. That's just not realistic. So he would lie and say that she was his sister. And God would expose it every time. And the man that took the wife asked and said, what did you see that made you think you needed to lie? But all of what he experienced in the past decided for him that I'm not going to have faith that God's going to come through for this. So I'm just going to go ahead and protect myself and I'm just going to lie. That works. He didn't have faith in that area. And God now had to build faith in the prophet, in the man of God. But nobody, we don't hear that. You'd be like, no, he's the prophet. He's the man of God. He doesn't have any moments. No, that is a human who is still learning, who is still a student and is choosing to believe God. That is it. My next point is that in order for faith to win over feelings, you have to be willing to take risks. Some of you want a risk-free life. You want everything to be cushy and soft and easy. You want everything to say hallelujah, and you want to wear a robe, and you want to drink hot tea, and you don't want any issues or responsibilities. And that's not, life is not 100% like that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sometimes you have to take the risk. Like, man, some of you are not in the place you're supposed to be. You're not getting the things that you're supposed to have because you won't take the risk. You won't sign up with a thing that you can't afford because God told you to. I'm not telling you to do stuff that you can't afford, but what I am saying is if you heard the voice of God telling you to do that, then that means he's going to also provide financially for that. But sometimes you won't take the step so that God can provide the money. Sometimes you won't take the step so God can't provide the favor. God can't provide the opportunity. God can't open the door. Sometimes God is like, I'm knocking out two birds with one stone. I'm building your faith and I'm revealing myself to you and giving you revelation of me as your keeper, as your provider, as your teacher. Listen, with love, real faith, when it gets real strong and you really see mountains move, it seems irresponsible. If you're looking for it to make sense to other people, then they've become your God, not God. If you're looking for it to feel right, then your feelings have become your God and not God. With all the love in my heart, I must say, and I'm not telling you this like somebody who hasn't been there and who isn't still walking some things out with God. But I have seen for myself in my own life that when I let feelings win, I rob myself of the future God has promised me. Some things you can't have without faith. Some faith is like the master key you're going to need to unlock that door. Faith is going to, listen, faith is going to be what distinguishes you. It's going to be what sets you apart. It's going to be the thing that propels you. Everybody's looking for your strategy. How did you do this? How did you manage this? How did you keep this? How did you have this going? And they have some extreme, ridiculous, and you just believed. You just had faith and you walked it out. Listen, I am a living witness. Everything that I have attained in my life came from a faith walk with the Lord. And the Lord, one of the people, he makes it look real shiny and pretty. And you over here like, man, you just got it made. Things just eat. No, I was tested. I had to trust God. You're seeing the fruit of obedience, the fruit of a blessing, the fruit of faithfulness. I really sense this, but for some of you feel like I've been faithful for so long. Why am I not where I want to be yet? Well, yeah, no, you've been doing it for so long. You haven't been faithful for so long. Meaning you've been doing it, but you've been real up and down. Meaning, I don't mean your feelings. I mean your confession has been up and down. One minute you bless your business, the next minute you curse it. One minute you bless your family, the next minute you curse it. One minute you bless that ministry, and the next minute you curse that ministry. And God is like, I need to get you consistent and solid for a consistent period of time so that I can build something with your life. We can now go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. For some of you, excuse my tongue tie. But for some of you, there are some things you have not stepped out on yet that were going to yield what it is that you needed. But you won't step out because you're waiting for everything to feel good and to be perfect before you do. And that's not faith. That's not believing. That doesn't even give God an opportunity to show you who he is, to show you what he can do. Like when we interview people for a job, we're giving them a shot. We're taking what they said to us in the interview and on their resume at face value. And giving them a shot. There's a chance that they get the job, and then in 6 months, it was the worst hire you ever did, or your business is better because of them. but it's going to take faith. Any person that's ever hired somebody, every person you hire, no matter how many cycles of employees you go through, it's faith. When you put your key in the ignition in your car, it is faith that is going to start. Every time you do anything worth anything, it's faith. So I want to end this podcast episode a little bit differently. I want to pray for you. As a matter of fact, I want to pray for us, okay? That the Lord would really help us to finally break free from the weight and the identity of our feelings, and that we will become people who actually believe. And we'll get to see not just long-term fruit, but immediate, expedited fruit in our life. And that wherever you are, beginning again in your faith journey and on any level, on any side, that you take it like with the authority that a son has, and you speak to the mountain and you command it to be moved. So let's pray. Father, I pray over each and every person who is listening to this podcast, including myself. And Father, we repent for every moment, Father God, that our feelings have been our God. We repent for every moment, Father God, that we did not believe the gospel. Every moment that we didn't take the word of God at face value. Every moment that we had more confidence in our faith than in our dad, who has never left us and never forsaken us and never stopped being good even when we weren't good. And Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, God, for a refreshing and a resurgence, God, like never before, Father, of confidence in Christ Jesus, of faith. Father, I pray, God, that you will pour out dreams and visions, reminding your sons and your daughters of the promises, Father God, that you have made that you will not go back on. And Father, I pray, God, that you will begin to teach them how to live a life not contingent upon feelings, but a life that is led by the voice of God and that yields to faith right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I thank you now, Father, that you're opening deaf ears and you're opening blind eyes, Father God, that we may hear you and that we may see you and that we may become sensitive, Father, like never before to your voice. I thank you now, Father, that we will be a people, Father God, that will step out, that will move, that will walk, Father God, in the direction that you are walking, that we will only say what you're saying and we will only do what you're doing, Father God, and that you will give us the grace, God, to be long suffering, God, and to endure, Father God. I thank you now, Father God, for expedited fruit, Father God, in the lives of myself, as well as the lives of those who are listening to this podcast episode, Father God, like never before, Father God. I thank you, God, that even this week, they will have a groundbreaking moment where they say, oh my goodness, this faith stuff actually works. They will no longer see it as irresponsible. They will no longer try to make sure that other people understand. But God, they will live a life for the party of one, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I decree and declare this to be so. And we thank you in advance for what yet we have yet to see. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Well, do not head out yet because I want to share some good old goodies with you. Okay. First and foremost, join our membership community family. You see all these good, juicy episodes that we get on this podcast, honey? Sometimes there are some questions or some things we need to talk about that you can't because you're listening or you're watching, but that's it, you know? And so one thing that you get with this membership community is that we get to do live Q&A. So you get to ask the questions and dialogue about these things amongst like-minded sisters. Family, you can't just get that anywhere. That's not a dime a dozen. Okay. You get that. We get live Bible studies, live lessons, as well as group coaching. There are just some things that you need an extra hand, an extra voice. You need the community. You need the support. You need, listen, join our daughter membership and join other women who are on the same daughter journey that you are on, and see it transform your life. As well as, oh, it's only $40 a month, by the way. And if you would like to join, head to our Instagram page at Samantha Grimes TV. Hit the link tree. Okay. And in the link tree, you will see the daughter membership community. Click on that link, and it's a two-part joining. Submit your email, hit sign up, and then scroll down and hit ready to pay and pay your first $40 for the month. And you will get an email within 24 to 48 hours that will give you instructions on how exactly to become a part of the family. As well as, I have written two books. My first book is Feel So Good to Be Loved, 21 Days of Discovering the Authentic Love of God. Oh, yes. As well as Significant Slaying the Demon of Low Self-Esteem and Stepping Back into Your Day One Significance. You guys, powerful. Powerful. And I'm not saying it because I wrote it. I'm saying it because the Holy Ghost wrote it. It's powerful. You can get both of those books right now on www.amazon.com and Kindle. I know some people don't like to wait, so you can get it on Kindle and read it today on your phone or on your tablet or on your computer. And of course, book with me, okay? This podcast is brought to you by Samantha Grimes Life Solutions LLC, which is a life coaching and Christian counseling practice. It is a wellness company. It's all of the things, honey. And we want to work with you. Listen, this may be your faith step right here. You know you need one-on-one Christian counseling. You know you need one-on-one coaching in your life. And it's time to make the step. But we want to make the step with you. And we offer free consultation. So whatever questions you have, we are ready to talk it out and help you figure out what's the best fit for you. So if that works for you, then visit our website at www.sgls.info. And we look forward to working with you. Family, that is all for this episode. And we look forward to seeing you in episode 5. All right, family, talk soon.